Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, Miss Allen.
Yes.
How you doing this evening?
Doing good, thank you.
Great.
And how you guys doing?
Doing just fine.
Good, thank you.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening. Hey, good evening. Is this Miss Williams?
Yes.
How you doing this evening?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Welcome to our program tonight.
Thank you so much.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and start reading out of Genesis chapter 13, 8 through 12, while we're waiting on others to join the prayer service tonight. Good evening, Auntie Betty.
Good evening. How y'all doing?
We're all doing fine. Okay, Genesis chapter 3, verse 8. That evening, they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden. And they hid themselves among the trees. The Lord God called to Adam, "Why are you hiding?" And Adam replied, "I heard you coming, and I didn't want you to see me naked, so I hid." "Who told you you was naked?" the Lord God asked. "Have you eaten from the tree I warned you about?" "Yes," Adam admitted. "But it was the woman you gave to me who brought me some, and I ate it." Okay, Angela, you want to pick up from there?
Yes, I can. Good evening, everyone. Good evening. Also have Mom and Mr. Varner in the room.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." So the Lord God said, "Because you have done this, cursed are you above all the livestock and all the wild animals. You will crawl on your belly, and you will eat dust all the days of your life. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head, and you will strike his heel." To the woman, he said, I will greatly increase your pains in childbearing. With pain you will give birth to children. Your desire will be for your husband, and he will rule over you. To Adam, he said, because you listened to your wife and ate from the tree about which I commanded you, you must not eat of it. Cursed is the ground because of you. Through painful toil, you will eat of it all the days of your life. It will produce thorns and thistles for you, and you will eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your brow, you will eat your food until you return to the ground. Since from it you were taken, for dust you are, and to dust you will remain. Return. Adam named his wife Eve because she would become the mother of all the living. The Lord God made garments of skin for Adam and his wife and clothed them. And the Lord God said, the man has now become like one of us, knowing good and evil. He must not be allowed to reach out his hand and take also from the tree of life and eat and live forever. So the Lord God banished him from the Garden of Eden to work the ground from which he had been taken. After he drove the man out, he placed on the east side of the Garden of Eden cherubim and a flaming sword flashing back and forth to guard the way to the tree of life.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
You just heard reading.
Amen.
Out of Genesis 3, 8 through 24. Amen. Okay, while we was doing the reading, we had Daniel. Good evening.
Hi, Daniel.
Hey, everybody.
Hi.
Hello.
And we also had Bruce to join in on the line.
Good evening.
Evening, Bruce.
Hi, Bruce.
Good evening.
Good evening. And Carrie?
Hello.
No, LaConte.
Yeah, LaConte.
Good evening. You have Marianne with you?
Well, she in talking to my other auntie.
Okay, well, good evening. Welcome, LaConte.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and get our program started tonight. Once again, we have an open session, and Loretta, I will be your host tonight. Angela has had a very busy and wonderful week, and we would like to congratulate her. Her daughter got married, Keisha. So congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. I would like to welcome everyone to the Nellens Family Weekly Prayer. We're gathered together to give God praise and to honor his name tonight. And like I said, we have an open session, so I hope you all brought some good news to share with the group tonight. I will do a roll call. If I miss your name, please let me know. I'm going down the list, and I have Miss Allen, Miss Williams, myself, Angela, Mom, Daddy Verner, Daniel, Bruce, LaConte, and Marianne. Did I miss anyone?
Auntie Betty.
Auntie Bet. Good evening.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Dot.
Yes.
Yes.
Are you by yourself?
Kira.
Good evening, Kira.
Good evening.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and get started with our prayer. If everyone would bow their heads for the opening prayer and the blessing of the prayer line.
Father,
Dear Heavenly Father, we first would like to thank you for your love, your patience, for your understanding. We'd like to thank you for your continuing lying us down at night, and thank you for waking us up this morning. And most of all, we thank you for your Son, our Savior. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you order our steps this week. Lead and guide us the way that you want us to go according to your will. Allow us to continue to walk by faith and not by sight. Help us to put on the full suit of armor to help protect us from our head, from our feet. This week, we will walk a good walk, and we will fight a good fight, and we will keep pressing forward with Jesus Christ. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you remove anything and everything that is not of you away from our prayer service tonight. In Jesus' name, allow us to feel your presence and to hear your word. And may we be doers of your word. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Okay, once again, this is an open session, so I'm going to go down the list, and if you have some good news to share, please do so. If not, just say your pass. Tonight, first I have Ms. Allen. Any good news you have to share with us tonight?
I'm glad to be back with you guys tonight. I'm going to read a little bit from Psalm 92. Starting with praise, grace. It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O mighty high, to declare your love kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night on an instrument of the 10th string of the lute and on the harp with harmonies sound, for you, Lord, have made me glad through your work. I will tremble in the work of your hand. O Lord, how great are your work, your thoughts are very deep, and since men does not know, nor does a fool understand when the wicked spring up like grass, and when all the work of the inquisitive flourish, it is that they may be destroyed forever. But you, Lord, are on high forevermore. For behold, your enemies, Lord, for behold, your enemies shall perish. All the work of the inquisitive shall be scattered. But my horn you have exalted like a wild ox. I have been anointed with fresh oil. My eye also have seen my desire on my enemies. My ears have heard my desire on the wicked who raise up against me. The righteousness shall flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow up a cedar in the Lebanon. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the court of our God. They shall still bear fruit in old age. They shall be fresh and flourishing to declare that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. I have read to Psalm 92 to the 15th verse. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Okay, thank you for that, Ms. Allen. Okay, next I have coming to us is Ms. Williams. Any good news you have to share with us tonight?
Okay, the good news I have to share is praise. Mm-hmm. Taken from the days of praise, and first of all, I just praise and thank God for your prayers and that my son-in-law is home. I just left their house, and he's doing really well. And I would like to share with of fact, my heart rejoices in you, Lord, for you are my strong shelter in times of trouble and danger and stress, my hiding place, whom I may continually resort, my Father who lovingly provides for me, my shepherd who guides and protects me, my champion who upholds my cause as his child and defend my highest interest, my bridegroom who delights in me, my God who is mighty to save, who rests in his love for me and rejoices over me with singing, with shouts of joy. You are my inheritance, my share in life, the one who satisfies my longing soul and fills my hungry soul with goodness. Lord God, how precious is your love to me. Oh God, I sing for joy as I take refuge in the shadow of your wings. Psalm 91, 1 and 2 says, he that dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Praise the Lord. Amen.
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 Wonderful. Thank you, Ms. Williams, for that. Next I have Mom. Any good news you have to share with us tonight?
But I love everybody.
Do
you hear, Loretta?
No, I can't hear. Can she?
I didn't hear.
Shalom, shalom.
I just want to say I love everybody, and I don't feel too good tonight. And
okay, all right. We love you, too. And in the middle of that, I think we had Hubert to join the line.
Yes, I.
Good evening.
Greetings.
Okay. All right, we're going to move right on. Next, I have Angela. Anything you want to share with us tonight?
Sure. Reading from Isaiah 6:8, I just want to say a little passage. It's titled, Here I Am. In Isaiah's vision, the Lord's glorious presence was so awesome that it couldn't be contained inside the temple. God did permit Isaiah to glimpse the holiness of God as viewed by the celestial seraph, who protected their eyes from the radiance of God's glory, and who hid their feet in humble submission. Isaiah responded to this with humility and a repentant spirit. In turn, God sanctified Isaac's lips with a burning coal and atoned for his guilt and sin. Only then was he commissioned and enabled to speak to Israel. God commissioned him for a twofold purpose. First, God sent him to harden the hearts of an unrepentant people to render God's judgment certain. Second, God would also speak a message of promise through Isaiah. God would plant the seed of a faithful remnant, ultimately take root and grow into the people of God. God bless you. Can we become like Isaiah as God was present to Isaiah? He is present to us today, and he still calls to us. Whom shall I send? In our time and place in history, the need is great God to say, here I am, send me. Like Isaiah, we should live expectantly for God to call us to be redemptive voices in our own community. God's power can shake the routine of our daily existence, overwhelmingly us with his holy presence. Such an experience of God may remind us of our own inadequacy, but we must not permit our sense of unworthiness to distract us from what God wants to accomplish in us and through us. We must remember that God has also cleansed us by the precious blood of Jesus Christ, and he has commissioned and equipped us by his Spirit. Our Lord is gracious and always makes a way for us to live in loving service to God and humanity. Holy seed still takes root in fertile soil, even though the land may appear vast and barren. Amen.
Amen. Okay, Angela, thank you for that. Next I have Daddy Verner. Any news you have to share with us tonight?
Yes.
Amen.
Hear me?
Barely.
Let me get a little closer.
Yeah, do so.
I'm in my office right now, then we ain't got to hear me.
Okay.
Okay, I'll be reading from Job 10 chapter. My soul is weary of my life. I will leave my complaint upon myself. I will speak in the bitterness of my soul. I will say unto God, do not condemn me. Show me wherefore thou contendest with me. It is good unto thee that thou shouldest oppress, that thou shouldest despise the work of thy hand, and shine upon the counsel of the wicked. As thy eyes are flesh, thou seest that man seeth. As thy days, as the days of man, are thy years that man days. Thou hast inquired after my iniquity, and searches after my sin. Amen.
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 Amen. Okay, thank you for that, Daddy Verner. Next I have Daniel. Any good news to share with us tonight?
I just want to say I love everybody, and congratulations to Keisha on her wedding, and to her husband, welcome to the family. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Daniel, thank you for that. Next I have Bruce. Any good news to share with us tonight?
Yeah, I want to read the first three verses from Psalm 1. But before I do that, I do want to say congratulations to Keisha. Congratulations on your marriage. I wish I was there. I heard it was so beautiful. Like yesterday when I was babysitting you. But I'm so proud of you. So proud, so proud, so proud. Enjoy your marriage.
Amen. Amen. What's the last name?
Let's walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does, prospers. Amen.
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 Thank you for that, Ruth. I would like to let everyone know that we have LaConte present tonight. Did Marianne join us as well, LaConte?
Yeah, ma'am. Here. Yeah.
Okay, they are here tonight. Praise the Lord. Marianne is doing great.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. LaConte, any good news you want to share with us tonight?
No, I'm good.
Listening in?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Amen. Okay. Next, I will go, and I would like to share something out of the Daily Bread, and it says a full life. So during the celebration of the Chinese New Year, it is customary to use certain words in print and conversation. One word is often used by itself. It is the word full, meaning abundance of, and is used to wish someone material prosperity for the year ahead. Moses told the Israelites about the wealth and prosperity in the land of Canaan before they enter it. Read it in Deuteronomy 8, 7 through 9. They would have everything they needed and more, but he warned them of the danger of forgetting that God, the one who brought them out of Egypt and protected them along the way, had given them that abundance. Thus Moses commanded them, "You shall return before your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth." Wealth, of course, is not just material things. Everything you have is from God. Our Lord Jesus told his disciples, "I have come that you may have life, and that you may have it more abundantly." John 10:10. We too may be tempted to forget that it is the Lord who has blessed us and has met our needs. Our lives will be full, abundant, and satisfying only when we are connected to Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 Okay, next I would like to move down to Mary Ann. Anything you want to share with the group tonight?
Number one, I love all of y'all.
Yeah. We love you too. We're glad to hear you up and about. Amen.
And good to hear your voice.
Hi.
Good to hear your voice.
I'm sitting here this
feeling
thing.
Okay, all right. Okay,
amen.
Next I'm going to move on to Auntie Betty. Anything you want to share with the group tonight?
I just want to say congratulations to the newlyweds. And you know I want to sing.
Go ahead, Julian. Go ahead, dear.
Go ahead. We're not going to stop you.
Yes, I've been singing a little bit. Let it be real, let it be real, let it be real, oh, let it be real. Everything you do for Jesus, let it be real. When you sing, oh, let it be real. When you sing, oh, let it be real. Everything you do for Jesus, let it be real. When you pray, let it be real. When you pray, oh, let it be real. And everything you do for the master, let it be real. When you serve, let it be real. When you serve, let it be real. And everything you do for the master, let it be real. Let it be real, oh, let it be real. And everything you do for the master, let it be real. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Taylor Jackson, too.
We need to sign a contract, don't we?
Yeah. Okay, thank you for that, Auntie Betty. Next I have up is Auntie Dot. Anything you want to share with the group tonight?
No, I just want to thank everybody for being on the prayer line tonight and also praying for my family.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, next I have Kira. Anything you want to share with us tonight?
Yeah.
Say what you want to say.
God loves us, and He always loves other people. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that, Kira. Okay, mm-hmm. Next I have Hubert. Hubert, any good news you want to share with us tonight?
Oh, yes, I say God is good. I'm sorry I'm late, but I'd like to congratulate the newlywed. I give thanks and praise and honor that they prepared as your father before marriage is sacred, you know, in the eyes of God Almighty. And I would like to give thanks and praise that my son and the rest of my family, Mary Ann, I'm glad they're doing well enough to reach out and touch. I don't have nobody's number, so please get in touch with me. And I'm not going to be long with them, say God is good. But we must continue to move forward. Let me the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in His sight. What it
all. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Okay, all right. Next we have is, let's see, the sick and shut in. And, I'm going to go ahead and go into the sick and shut in, and everyone bow their head for the prayer, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you heal all of our sick and shut in. Our special prayer goes up for Uncle Champ, Uncle Oliver, Uncle Dave, Auntie Rastai, and Mary Lowe, Malachi, Tony, DeMarcus, Billy Mitchell, Billy Morgan, Maxine Johnson, Charles and Daniel Zeke, Jeremiah Dawson, Vicky Hussman, Mary Ann, Lenny and family, the Wells family, Rebecca Rossiter, Miss Walker, Michael Moody, and anyone else that we are not aware of that stands in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you heal them that need healing. Let them hear your voice. And let them know that you are in control and that all things are possible through you. We have asked that you breathe the Holy Spirit in them and lift them up in a mighty way so that others may see the goodness in you. We love you and we thank you for the works that you are doing right now. In the name of Jesus, let everyone say amen.
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 Okay, we're going to move right on into our birthdays. I have Angela singing the birthday song, but do we have any birthdays to celebrate for the week of April 1st through the 7th?
Is April Fool's Day?
Yeah, it is April Fool's Day. Okay, Angela, you can go ahead and do your 2 minutes of fame.
I hear you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you, and many more.
Amen. Happy birthday.
Amen. Amen. We got to get two contracts now.
Okay, thank you, Angela, for the birthday song. Next, we're going to move on into praise report and testimony. Anyone have any praise report they want to share with the group or testimony?
This is Angela. I want to thank all of you for congratulating Nakisha and Christopher, the new Christopher and Nakisha Hamilton clan. We had a beautiful, loving evening with them on Friday night. But they are off on their honeymoon in Las Vegas. They left this morning, so I will ask them to listen to the line and hear all the congratulations from you guys. Really do appreciate it, and it was beautiful. We do have a surprise present for them, and I'm going to give you guys a heads up on it, that we asked to have a videotape, and we should be able to have it online so you guys can see a little pieces of the event. So I will let you all know when it's the online information is available.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. What's her last name now?
Hamilton.
Hamilton.
Yeah. Okay, Miss Hamilton.
And I just want to share one more thing. It was so beautiful, as you know, that all of her grandparents here, she had William's parents, she had Mom and Mr. Gentle, she had Mildred, her dad even came, Felton came. It was just a beautiful family affair.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. All right. Okay. If we don't have anything anyone else wants to share with us tonight, we got to move right on into our closing prayer. So.
I would just like to share further, as I said initially, my son-in-law, you know, praying for him, and I ask that you continue to keep him on your prayer list, but it was just a miracle. God performed a miracle. The fact that he's home now is truly a miracle.
Amen.
That God had him go through an operation. The doctors had really given up on him. They thought, you know, that was it for him, but the Lord said no.
Amen.
And I do know it was the prayers of the saints, and God heard. And I pray that when he's able, he'll be able to testify himself.
Amen.
And thank y'all so much for lifting him and his wife and us up also in your prayers.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. God is good.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
This is Angela. I have one more thing. I don't know why Mom and Mr. Gentle are so quiet over here. You know, this is such a small world. Mom and Mr. Gentle is here, and we learned that Mr. Gentle has a nephew that lives here in Arizona. So we have been having fun with his family as well. They came over, and we played cards. We barbecued, and we just went out. It's just such a blessing and how the Lord just brings us all back together no matter where we are in the world. So,
amazing.
Amen.
Him.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
All right. Thank you for all that good news. Amen. Okay.
And that is, incidentally, my son.
That's your son?
That's my son, yes.
Oh, okay.
Small world, small world.
All righty.
Oh, it's so deep with him, huh? Amen.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Next, we're going to move right on into
Loretta.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to share that we also went to church with Mrs. Williams' son as well today. So we have had a full day with him today. We really enjoyed your son.
Oh, thank God. That makes my heart feel glad. Oh, thank God. I'm so happy to hear that.
All right. Wonderful news. Just wonderful.
Yes, it's great.
Okay. All right. We're going to go right on into our closing prayer. And the reading will come from the 23rd Psalm. Angela will lead us into that, so if everyone would bow their head for the closing prayer, please.
Okay. Thank you. A Psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflow. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Amen.
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 Okay. Thank you for that, Angela. Until further notice, we will continue to have open session. That concludes our service for tonight. I would like to thank everyone for joining us on the Nellens Family Weekly Prayer Service. And I do know that God answers prayers. My favorite part in the Bible is Psalms 116:1. I love the Lord because he hears and answers my prayer. He bends down and listens, and I will pray as long as I have breath. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And we would like to thank you all for sharing your good news and your singing, praise report and testimony. God is good, and this would not be possible without him. Next week will be an open session, so come prepared to share the good news. May you all have a blessed week, and we love you all, and remember to keep God first. Amen.
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 You all have a blessed week. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Okay, that concludes our program for tonight from the Nellens Family Good night.